How I failed my first test the day after I was born. Def power symbol written as greater than sign O forward slash noun. A symbol signifying deaf power, an expression that embraces and promotes the history, languages, and values of deaf communities all over the world. Origin and history. The deaf power symbol is visually derived from the sign for deaf power, which is made with an open palm over an ear and the other hand forming a closed fist in the air. As both sign and symbol, the greater than sign O forward slash is a bold declaration of profound and defiant pride in our culture and identity as deaf people. Definition borrowed from deaf American artist Christine's Son Kim and deaf Australian designer Ravi Vasavan. The doctor rolled a machine into the room and parked it at the foot of my mom's bed, next to a pair of bassinets with stainless steel legs and transparent plastic cradles. Inside the bassinets were my brother Nico and me, both of us just a day old. The doctor unspooled wires from the machine and reached down into each bassinet to stick little felt pad sensors on the sides of our heads near our ears. He turned back to the machine, pressed a button, and heard a beep. The test had started. Through the clear walls of the bassinets, my mom watched her babies with weary eyes. Nico, my ginger-haired twin, had emerged swiftly and without any issues. Mom and Dad cried and laughed as they saw the first of their twins, a baby with fair skin and hair so light you could barely see the strands in his brows. Mom couldn't celebrate for long, though, because I was still holed up far inside the womb, with no inclination to listen to my mother's pleading for me to come down and out into the world. Mom pushed and pushed, the clock ticked, the doctor and nurses began to worry. Dad clutched my mom's hand and urged her on. Mustering up all her might from a depleted reserve of strength, my mom tried one final time to push me out. But I would not budge. The doctor put a stethoscope to my mom's belly and listened close, and his eyes suddenly darkened. "Everybody out," he ordered, and the nurses ushered Dad away from the bed. Mom asked, "Why? What was the matter?" The doctor started to speak, and Mom's eyes moved to his lips. The year was 1989. Hospitals weren't required to provide American Sign Language interpreters to deaf people who requested them. The Americans with Disabilities Act, the landmark legislation that required businesses and service providers in the United States to offer reasonable accommodations for people with disabilities, would not become law for another year. Without an interpreter, my mom, hours deep into labor, paused her rhythmic breathing and pushing to wipe strands of her deep black hair out of her eyes and get a clearer view of the doctor's mouth to read his lips. "The baby's heartbeat," she read. I had overstayed my time in mom's womb. My oxygen levels were critically low and my heartbeat had slowed to a faint, weak rhythm. It was an emergency. My life was at stake before I had even tasted fresh air. Mom watched as the doctor brought a surgical knife to her belly, and then a nurse put a clear mask over her face, and everything went black. 21 minutes after Nico was born, the doctor pulled me out into the world. Hours later, Mom woke, her mind still mushy and her vision cloudy from the anesthetic. She squinted, seeing three blurry fingers, then opened her eyes wide to bring Dad and my older brother Neil into view. "Three boys," Dad signed. "No girl?" Mom asked, slightly forlorn. "No. Second twin, same first, boy." The nurse brought in her two newborn babies. At first glance, we could not have looked any more different to Mom. Nico had milk-pale skin and straw-colored hair. I had olive skin and deep brown hair. As we lay side by side on Mom's chest, the visual contrast between my twin brother and me was so extreme that Mom had to nudge the nurse. "These are mine?" she mouthed. "Yes," the nurse reassured her. "They're yours." She pointed toward the hospital bracelets on our tiny wrists and back toward Mom's. The information on the bracelets matched up.